I was in the green room, and it's so funny because we just did the segment about Trump and the Cinco de Mayo picture. And right before I came in, what's on CNN? Will Trump's Hispanic outreach hurt him or help him? And then it has the picture of him with the taco bowl. So no sooner than we do a segment is the media still fixated on the Taco Bell picture. Like I said, it's amazing. It's amazing that this much attention was not on Hillary and the hot sauce interview. And I know I'm a broken record. Those who listen are saying, well, Rob, we know the media is controlled by liberals. Liberals control every aspect of the media. And then if one or two liberals are actually listening, they're going, no, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. And so I was perusing. Real quick, let me just throw this out there, not to drift away. And I was actually going to do a segment on this, but we already did a segment on this about a month ago, and we broke it down. But I just want to throw this out there. Wolf Blitzer was talking to Trump, and this just shows you the liberal I hate using this word, liberal media bias. But when Trump won the nomination, he gave Wolfie B, that's what we call him, Wolfie B. That's Wolf Blitzer. But his rapper name, his street name is Wolfie B. He gave Wolfie B the first interview. I think it was the first interview. I mean, I know Trump talked to, I think, O'Reilly that night also. But it was this long sit-down interview. He did the Trump, Wolfie B did the Trump interview, and then Anderson Cooper did the Hillary Clinton interview. And then they played each, like they would play something from Trump, and then it would go to the Hillary thing. I mean, it was purposely done that way. But anyways, Wolfie brought up the birther situation. He brought up the birther situation because it was in the context of the Rafael Cruz, JFK inquirer story. And Wolf Blitzer said, you don't believe that Ted Cruz's father. And Trump goes, no. And he goes, well, why would you? He goes, well, Ted Cruz's father, and they were hitting me hard. So I retaliated, and I brought up the Inquirer article. That's it. And it was funny watching Wolf Blitzer and other people in the media, like Chris Matthews, was fixated on this. I mean, they were just, why would he do this? It's just so crazy. What? And again, everybody forgets Willie Horton, Kitty Dukakis, John McCain's crazy. I mean, Karl Rove and the Bush team put a narrative out into the electorate that John McCain was crazy and that he could not be trusted with his hand on the trigger of our nuclear arsenal because he suffered shell shock from the years he was in a prison camp in Vietnam. I mean, God, you can't get any nastier than that. Trump referencing an article in the Inquirer, and again, we're not talking about the World Weekly Report where it has the alien on the cover shaking Obama's hand. You're talking about the Inquirer that's broken political story after political story. I mean, it's taken down Gary Hart. It took down John Edwards. So it's not like it's a you know, fabricated, made up newspaper of crap. I mean, it's got real stories. So Trump just throwing that out there, just throwing the blood in that nasty water, that nasty shark infested water. It's retaliation for Cruz and Raphael running around saying Trump is evil and so forth and so on. So it was funny watching Wolf Blitzer and Chris Matthews just be outraged. How can a presidential nominee be believing in these? He didn't believe in those things. He was bloody in the water. He was being a ball buster, you stupid mother effers. And you know that. Jeez. Come on. And come on. Remember when they said McCain had an illegitimate child? He had a love child? I mean, they did horrible. Cindy McCain was a dope head. I mean, they did horrible things. Horrible things. People are outraged that Donald Trump retweeted a picture of Melania Trump next to Heidi Cruz. Outrage. That's just outrageous. You can't have a front runner doing that. And yet, the Bush crew was like, Cindy McCain's a pill-popping junkie. John McCain's crazy. They got illegitimate love children running around Hanoi. Hey, come on. Man, I told you, it's just amazing. It's amazing how everybody forgets, 4 years ago and 8 years ago, and they act like we never had a primary before. So Wolf says, the Inquirer thing and the Obama birther situation, and Trump goes, I didn't bring, listen, the birther thing was brought up by Hillary Clinton, okay? I didn't start the birther movement. And after the interview was over, because it was taped, and then it would go to Wolf Blitzer in the studio, Wolf Blitzer goes, just for the record, and he's talking to the viewers, just for the record, Hillary Clinton never had anything to do with the birther movement. And that's a lie. It's been well documented. Okay? Well documented that Hillary Clinton's camp started the birther movement. Donald Trump kicked it into high gear, but it was Hillary Clinton's team. It was her crew that started the birther movement. It was her crew that put the picture of Obama in the African garb, the Muslim African garb. Her crew that put that picture out there. There was no Donald Trump in 2007. The birther thing with Trump was 2012. That was the Romney era. I mean, let's face it, he was doing that to try to get Romney elected. He was being the nasty guy for the Republican Party. That's the funny thing. He basically sat down with the Republican Party and said, listen, guys, I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm going to get this going. I'm going to take the incoming. I know you guys can't do it, but I'll do the dirty work. Imagine. All these establishment types are condemning Trump for all the things he said. Oh, he's not one of us. He's horrible. He's this. He's that. After he did their dirty work. Isn't that just horrible? He did the dirty work for the party. He did that dirty. He did that as in the gangster world, the wet work. The Republican Party said, okay, you want to be part of us? You want? They did like gangster stuff. You got to go and kill for us. And Trump went out and killed. And then they said, we're not going to let you in anyways. You did the dirty work, but we're not going to let you in. Hillary Clinton did the birther thing. Hillary Clinton on 60 Minutes gave Steve Croft that. Well, I assume he's Christian. I mean, I don't have any reason to not believe. She's the one that gave that vague response. So in 2012, Trump just said, man, that's some good stuff. I'm going to roll with it. And that's what he did. And there's Wolf Blitzer telling the people, Hillary Clinton never did that. Hillary Clinton never talked birther. And sure, is Wolf Blitzer correct in the sense that Hillary Clinton, her mouth never uttered the words Barack Hussein Obama was not born here. He was born in Yes. Were Wolf Blitzer Britzker? Were Wolf Blitzer Blitzker? Were Wolf Blitzer gets away with it? Where he gets away with it is by saying Hillary Clinton didn't say that. He's able to get away with it because Hillary Clinton never uttered those words. But it came from her campaign. It's been documented that Halpern and the other guy, the guys who wrote the book Game Change that followed Obama and McCain for the 2008 election, and they're uber liberals. They even confirmed it. They confirmed it on Morning Joe. They confirmed it in their book. The Hillary Clinton camp are the ones that started the Obama birther movement. So, yes, it never came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth, but it was her camp. They're the ones that leaked the pictures. They're the ones that started the whole Obama is not American. He's not like us. So, Wolf Blitzer is playing a little loose with the facts. So, what are you going to do? It's the liberal media. And you can't get more liberal than Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon. Can't get more liberal. Can't get more liberal than those three guys. And then sprinkle in Tapper and Cuomo. And you got a liberal network that just reeks of leftism.